How many of you have pets? The relationship between humans and animals goes back a long time. It is believed that humans have kept animals as pets since ancient times. We know from experience that being with our pets feels good, but studies have also shown that simply petting an animal can increase levels of oxytocin, a hormone known to enhance bonding and social relationships. At the same time, interacting with animals can decrease the production of the stress hormone cortisol, which leads to lower anxiety. This explains why pet therapy started. The idea of using animals in treatment was first officially studied by the child psychologist Dr. Boris Levinson in the 1960s. Dr. Levinson noticed his young patients with mental disabilities did much better when he brought his dog, Jingles, to therapy sessions. Now many animals are trained and certified to help people in hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and many other institutions. In addition to the benefits to our mental health, as I mentioned earlier, animal-assisted therapy can have numerous physiological effects. It's been shown to lower blood pressure, reducing the risk of heart disease. Also, after a therapy session, many patients report that their pain levels have decreased, which means they'll need less medication for their conditions. Overall, animal therapy boosts patients' motivation levels, and this can speed up recovery. Animal-assisted therapy might also save us money. According to one analysis, pet owners helped our country save $11.4 billion last year because they needed to see their doctors less often. And because pet owners are in better shape, fewer people underwent treatment for obesity, saving an additional $400 million.